Hello. This is Lesson 1 in the Radio Shack ScriptSet Training Program. This lesson begins your word processing education, and by the time we have finished all the lessons, you'll know how easy it is to prepare and revise office documents on your TRS-80 Model 2. This lesson is called Preliminaries. During the first half of the lesson, we're going to describe how the training is organized and talk about how you should take the lessons. Then we'll discuss word processing on the Model 2. During the rest of the lesson, we'll explore three fundamental system operations. 1. Loading the ScriptSet program. 2. Making a backup diskette. And 3. Formatting a diskette. Because these three operations are necessary before you can do anything else, they're quite important. But they're not really word processing operations. We'll explain why in Lesson 2. If this is your first experience with audio and print training, you may be wondering how this kind of training works. All the lessons use the same pattern. First, I'll describe what we're going to do. Then I'll present all the information you'll need to understand it. After telling you what to do, I'll also tell you how to do it. I'll either help you do it or give you an explanation, and then leave you alone to practice. After the practice, we'll review the material together. Because each lesson builds on what came before it, you'll have more than one chance to practice what you learn. And because the lessons are recorded, you can back up and listen to any part of the tape as many times as you want to. That means you control how long your training takes. If you want to practice again or to review information, just stop the tape, back it up, and listen again. You also control how many lessons you take. All the lessons have valuable information, but some of them might not apply to your work. You can skip a lesson that does not apply and then take it when you have extra time. The tapes are only one part of a ScriptSet package. The complete package also includes a ScriptSet guidebook to the lessons, a ScriptSet reference manual, and a ScriptSet program diskette. The guidebook gives the procedures, descriptions, and exercises that we'll work with during the training. During each lesson, I'll tell you to read, type, or review information in one of the figures in the guidebook. There will be a short pause on the tape like this. When you hear the pause, read, type, or review the information in the guidebook. If you need more time, turn the tape player off, and then, when you're ready to continue, just turn the tape player back on. The guidebook has 8 sections, one for each lesson. Each section begins with a figure that describes the learning objectives of the lesson, the materials you'll need to complete the lesson, and a note that tells you whether or not the lesson is optional. After you've gone through a lesson, it's a good idea to reinforce what you have learned. To do this, use the ScriptSet reference manual. It summarizes each feature, instruction, or system operation you practice. Each item in the reference manual is usually presented with a definition or description, an example, an instruction or procedures, and notes. Keep the reference manual near the system and use it as a quick refresher when you want to know about a specific feature, instruction, or system operation. Another manual you should know about, although it is not a part of the ScriptSet package, is the TRS-80 Model 2 Owner's Manual. From time to time, we'll refer you to key sections of it that are particularly helpful. The ScriptSet training package also includes a program diskette, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. But first, let's get ready for Lesson 1. Take out the lesson guidebook and read the introduction. Then turn to Figure 1-1, read through the learning goals, and gather any materials you'll need to complete the lesson. Go ahead, do that now. Word processing is transforming office work. Instead of typing letters, reports, bulletins, or other documents onto paper, you type the text into a word processing system. The system is equipped with a video screen, a keyboard, a memory, one or more disk drives, and a printer. Once you type a document into the system, you can revise or print it again without retyping it. Turn to Figure 1-2 and follow the illustration of a typical word processing workflow. Go ahead. When you use a word processing system, the text you type appears on the video screen. You can make revisions or corrections while it's on the screen. The system stores the text in its memory, and when you have finished typing a page, the information is saved on a magnetic diskette. When you type on the video screen and save the text on a diskette, you can begin to make use of the extraordinary advantages of word processing. For example, you can insert, delete, or move paragraphs from one page to another quickly and easily without retyping any of the original good text. Once you have the text the way you want it, you can print any number of error-free copies. Besides changing text, you can also change and save the page format. And when you type a page, you see the margins, tabs, centered lines, and indented text on the screen just as they will appear when you print the page. Word processing systems take the drudgery out of secretarial tasks because once you type and save the first draft of a document, you can recall and change any part of it without retyping the entire document. It's as easy to type a document on a word processing system as it is to type it on a regular typewriter. And with only a few instructions, you can do so much more than you can on a typewriter. On the TRS-80 Model 2, word processing is even more incredible. To begin with, the Model 2 is a powerful microcomputer that can be programmed to perform all kinds of business and mathematical tasks. You or someone else in your office is probably using special programs which tell the system how to perform a specific data processing assignment. Your Radio Shack Computer Center sells packaged programs for the Model 2 for work such as accounting, bookkeeping, preparing the payroll, and now word processing. The Scriptset program makes the Model 2 behave like a word processing system by telling it how to perform the word processing instructions you give it. The Scriptset diskette is also different from the disk operating system, or DOS, program diskette that comes with the Model 2. With the DOS diskette, you can switch from one program to another. But Scriptset completely dedicates the Model 2 to word processing. When you load the Scriptset program, the Model 2 becomes a word processing system. When you want to perform data processing tasks, you must insert the DOS program diskette and then load the appropriate program. Why must you load the Scriptset program? Well, unlike a standard typewriter, where you can simply turn on the power and begin to type, when you turn on the power for the Model 2, the system isn't ready to do anything. You must give the system instructions so it can do what you want. Loading the Scriptset program makes the TRS-80 Model 2 a word processing system. Loading the Scriptset program is the first procedure we'll practice. Turn to Figure 1-3 and review the illustrations. Go ahead. Turn to Figure 1-3. Loading the Scriptset program is very similar to loading the DOS program. You begin by checking the disk drives to be sure they are empty. If the drive doors are closed, press the release bar next to the door and the door will open. If a disk has been left in the system by mistake, remove it and put it away. Your Model 2 may have one disk drive, or it can have a peripheral unit called a disk expansion system that adds from 1 to 3 more disk drives. Your system may also have a special printer or other peripheral units connected to it. Now, check your system for extra peripheral units. If the system does have any, you should turn them on next. Once the peripherals are on, the next step is to turn on the power for the display console. The power switch is to the right of the video screen. You press the power switch up to turn on the power. Let's do this much together before we go any further. Check the disk drives to be sure they are empty. Then turn on any peripheral units. And finally, turn on the power for the display console. Do that now. In the center of the video screen, you will see this message. Insert diskette. The meaning of the message is obvious. The message won't disappear until you insert a program diskette and close the disk drive door. A floppy diskette is a small, thin record sealed in a black plastic square. The open areas of the disk are extremely sensitive. You should never touch these exposed surfaces, and when you're not using the diskette, be sure to put it into one of the disk jackets. Before you insert a diskette, you should always check to see if the diskette is write protected. If you see a small piece of foil tape on the bottom, right edge of the diskette, then you can format or record information on the diskette. If there is no tape, and instead you see a notch on the right side of the bottom edge, then the diskette is write protected. You cannot format or record anything on a write protected diskette. So before you insert the Scripsit diskette, check to see if it's write protected. If necessary, cover the notch with one of the foil tapes that come with the diskettes. Go ahead, do that now. Next, you would slide the diskette into drive zero. Disk drive zero is the disk drive next to the video screen. When you insert the Scripsit diskette and then close the drive door, three things will happen. The screen clears. In a few seconds, the word initializing appears in the upper left corner of the screen, and 64K memory appears in the center of the screen. This message disappears, and then in about 10 seconds, the TRS-80 copyright notice appears. You'll recognize this immediately if you've loaded other Model 2 programs. The copyright begins with a large graphic with the letters TC inside. The TC, of course, stands for the Tandy Corporation. Below the graphic is the program identification and the copyright information. Let's do this together before we go further. Take out the Scripsit program diskette and follow the illustrated directions in Figure 1-3 to insert the diskette into the disk drive next to the video screen. The diskette label should be facing away from the video screen. After you close the drive door, watch what happens. Go ahead. Insert the Scripsit diskette now. The last line of the copyright notice asks you to enter the date in month, day, and year order. You enter the month, day, and year in numbers. For example, to correctly enter July 4th, 1981, you would type 07/04/1981 and then press Enter. The Enter key is a black key on the right side of the main keyboard. It has two purposes. It functions like the return key on a typewriter, and it also activates an instruction. Type today's date. Use two-digit numbers for the month and day, a four-digit number for the year, and slashes to separate each part of the date. Do that now, then press Enter. Go ahead. A prompt appeared after the date. A prompt is a message that asks a question. As you did for the date prompt, use two-digit numbers to enter the hours, minutes, and seconds. But unlike the date, when you answer the time prompt, type a period between each part of the time. For example, if it was 9:15, you would type 09 period 15 period and then just 00 to answer the seconds prompt. Once you type the time, press Enter. Go ahead. Type the time and press Enter. When you answer the time prompt, the system begins to load the Scripsit program. You'll see the copyright notice for Scripsit, and then once the program is loaded, you'll see a directory page that lists the documents recorded on the diskette. Welcome to Scripsit. The directory page on the screen is a list of the documents recorded on this diskette. In later lessons, we'll talk more about these documents and about each item on the directory page. As a brief introduction, though, the directory page is the focus of all your word processing activities. We'll concentrate now on the last line of the directory page. Across the bottom of the video screen, you should see these prompts. Open, copy, print, F1, create, F2, delete, next screen, disk, cell 1 through 6, disk utilities, time, and end session. One or more of the letters in each item appears highlighted. Depending on the activity you want to begin, you press the appropriate key or highlighted letter. First of all, let's view the system clock. Do you see the word time at the bottom of the directory? Go ahead and type a T to request the time utility. As you can see, the system clock is displayed in the upper right-hand corner. Press T again to stop viewing the clock. Go ahead. Once you request the clock by typing T, It will stay on the screen no matter what Scripsit function you are using. Later, you'll learn how to use the system clock to automatically print the time a document was typed or edited. We're going to work with the disk utilities next, so type the letter U to request the utilities. Go ahead. Type a U now. Utilities are small programs included within a larger program. The utility menu, or list, that you see now shows 7 mini-programs included on the Scripsit diskette. The utility we're going to select from this list is the one needed to make a backup diskette. The backup utility copies all the information from one diskette onto another, blank diskette. Any diskette with important information recorded on it should have a backup in case something happens to the original diskette. Make a backup, whether it's a diskette that contains a program, such as Scripsit, or a diskette with a mailing list, a standard proposal, or any other important document. To select the backup utility, type the letter B. Go ahead. The first two prompt messages ask you to identify the location of the diskettes you're going to work with. Since the first prompt is already answered with a zero, all you have to do is press Enter to move to the second prompt. Press Enter now. Go ahead. Notice that at the beginning of the second prompt, you see a small flashing solid box. This is the cursor. We'll refer to the cursor quite often in all the lessons. It's very much like the position indicator on a typewriter. It tells you where the next typed character will appear. As you answer the prompt, the cursor will move across the line and then down to the beginning of the next line. The next prompt is for the blank diskette you are going to copy onto. In order to make a backup copy of Scripsit, you'll need a blank diskette. So take the time now to find a blank diskette, then check to be sure it has a tab covering the right protect notch. Take a felt-tip pen and write Scripsit Spare on the diskette label. Remember to always use a felt-tip pen to write on the label. Never use a pencil or a ballpoint pen. Next, if you have the disk expansion unit, insert the blank diskette in drive 1, 2, or 3. If you only have one disk drive, keep the blank disk close by until the system tells you to insert it. Go ahead. Do that now. Let's come back to the prompts. The second prompt asks where the blank diskette is located. The default or standard response is drive 1, but you can type a number from 0 to 3 to answer the prompt. If you have only one disk drive, type a 0. Just press Enter if you're going to make the backup in drive 1. Otherwise, type the number of the disk drive you're going to use. Go ahead. The next prompt, Source Disk Master Password, asks you for the password of the Scripsit diskette. Since the password for the Scripsit diskette is the word password, just press Enter to skip this prompt. Go ahead. Next, if you want to change the name for the backup diskette, type a new name, and if the name is less than 8 characters, press Enter to end the line. We aren't going to change the name, so just press Enter to skip this prompt. Go ahead. Before you answer the last prompts, let me explain what will happen. First, if the destination drive is 0, a prompt will appear asking if you want to continue or quit making the backup. Type a capital Y to continue or a capital Q to quit. If a drive other than 0 is the destination drive, no prompt will appear. Next, the system will format the new diskette. If you're only using one drive, messages will appear several times telling you to insert the blank or destination diskette into drive 0, and then again to switch to the source or Scripsit diskette. Remember to wait until the light on the disk drive goes off before you remove the diskette. Then the system will begin to make the backup. If you're only using one drive, messages will again appear telling you when to switch from the source diskette to the destination diskette. When the Scripsit diskette is in the drive, the system will read and copy information into its memory. Then when the blank diskette is in the drive, the system will copy the information from its memory onto the blank diskette and then tell you to switch diskettes again. The switching repeats until the backup is completed. If you're using more than one drive, the transfer will be automatic. The drive lights will come on and then go off as each part of the diskette is copied. During the backup, you'll see messages that describe what the system is doing or that tell you when to change diskettes if you're only using one drive. It takes longer for the system to copy some of the information than it does for other information, so don't be concerned if the messages on the screen change quickly and then slowly. And when the backup is finished, the directory page will reappear. While the Scripsit diskette is being copied, you'll have time to read the backup summary in Figure 1-4. All right. Let's answer this last prompt, and then you can read Figure 1-4 while the system is making a backup. We're not going to change the password on the backup diskette, so press Enter or Escape. Go ahead. Copy the Scripsit diskette onto your blank diskette. You now have two Scripsit diskettes, and the directory is back on the screen. Right now, let's return to the Disk Utilities menu. Go ahead and type a U. See the Swap Diskettes utility on the menu page? Whenever you want to change the diskette, you'll choose this utility. Go ahead and type an S to choose the Swap Diskettes utility. This prompt tells you to change or remove a diskette and then press Enter. If you made the backup in a drive other than zero, you would change the diskettes and then press Enter. If you made the backup in drive zero, then keep the backup in the disk drive and put the original Scripsit diskette away. If you made the backup in another drive, then remove the original Scripsit diskette from drive zero, put it away, and then insert the backup into drive zero. Go ahead, do that now. Now, press Enter, and then press Break to display the directory. The Scripsit diskette in drive zero contains the program that tells the system how to perform word processing instructions. It also contains another program called the operating system. This program has information about how the Model 2 reads diskettes. And finally, the Scripsit diskette contains a few documents that you'll work with during later lessons. As you begin to type and record other documents, you'll work with more than just the one Scripsit diskette. You'll develop a library of working diskettes. Now, if your system has just one disk drive, every diskette you work with must contain the Scripsit program and also the operating system. But if your system has other disk drives, then just the diskette in drive zero must have the Scripsit program. So before you begin to type and record documents, you should prepare your supply of diskettes for recording. And the way you prepare them is by formatting them. We're going to describe the format utility and explain what it does. But we aren't going to format any diskettes now. When you finish the lesson, you can review the information about formatting and then format your diskettes on your own. You won't need any additional diskettes during your training, so you can wait until you finish all the lessons before you come back and format any work diskettes. On the Model 2, the Scripsit Format utility instructs the system to organize a blank diskette for recording. You must format any diskette before you use it in the Model 2. When you instruct the system to format a diskette, it does three things. One, it divides the diskette into working areas. Two, it checks the diskette for flaws and locks out any area that has a flaw. And three, it erases information already recorded on the diskette and makes the entire diskette available for your documents. To select the format utility, you display the utility menu page and then type the letter F. Go ahead, type the letter U to select the utilities, then type the letter F. The format menu also has four prompts. The menu asks you the number of the disk drive you're going to use, the name for the new diskette, the password, and whether or not this diskette will ever be used in drive zero. When you format a blank diskette, The Scripsit diskette must be in drive zero, the drive next to the video screen. If you have only one disk drive, you would change the answer to the first prompt to zero. Just as with backup, messages will appear telling you when to remove the Scripsit diskette, when to insert the blank diskette, and then when to switch back to the Scripsit diskette. If you have more than one disk drive, then you would keep the Scripsit diskette in drive zero and put a blank diskette in one of the other disk drives. If you are using drive one, you would press enter to move to the next prompt. If you are using drive two or three, you would answer the first prompt by typing the number of the drive. For the diskette name prompt, you would type a name for the diskette, and if it's less than 8 characters, you would press enter to end the line. The master password is already filled in for you. The word password is the default or standard password. If you wanted to use a different word, you would type it on top of the word password. The last prompt asks whether you will use this diskette in drive zero, and this is very important. If the diskette will always be used in drive zero, or may sometimes be used in drive zero, you must answer this prompt by typing the letter Y. Then when the diskette is formatted, both the Scripsit program and the operating system will be recorded on the diskette. If you will never use the diskette in drive zero, then keep the N default response. Then when the diskette is formatted, you will have the entire diskette available for storing your documents. Once you answer the prompts, the system waits for you to tell it to begin formatting the diskette. Pressing Enter begins the instruction if you are at the beginning of the last prompt, and you don't change it. Pressing Escape begins the instruction if you don't change any of the prompts, or if you only change some of the prompts. While the disk is being formatted, you'll see messages that describe what the system is doing or that tell you when to change diskettes, if you're only using one drive. And then when the disk is formatted, the directory page reappears. Figure 1-5 summarizes the formatting process. Read through the summary, and then either at the end of this lesson or when you finish your other lessons, you can format other diskettes. Go ahead, read figure 1-5, then come back and we'll finish up. To go back to the Utilities menu page, press the Break key. Go ahead. Looking at the Disk Utilities menu, the prompt Swap Diskettes is the one you would use if you wanted to change diskettes. When you type the letter S to select this utility, a prompt tells you to change the diskettes and then press Enter. The Utility menu page would appear again, and then you would press Break to display the directory. But because we're not going to do anything more right now, press Break to return to the directory. Go ahead, press Break. See the End Session prompt at the bottom of the directory page? To tell the system that you're ready to end the session, press E to choose the End Session utility. Go ahead. Press E. The prompt, Jump to TRS-DOS, or Return to Scripsit, appears. If you wanted to load the disk operating system, you would just press Enter. If you wanted to return to the Scripsit program, you would type the letter R and press Enter. Since we're just about to finish up this lesson, remove the backup Scripsit diskette and put it away, and then just turn the system off. Go ahead. Do that now. For the rest of the lessons, we'll use the backup diskette. That way, if something happens to one of the recorded documents, you can go back to the original Scripsit diskette and make another copy. Programming the system, formatting diskettes, and making a backup diskette are important preliminaries to word processing. They aren't the exciting or fun word processing features, but they are necessary. Now, before we conclude, be sure to review the information in Figure 1-6. In fact, turn to Figure 1-6 now. Go ahead. Each new feature or term that was discussed in the lesson is listed in the figure along with the section in the Scripsit manual or the Model 2 Owner's Manual, where you can find more information about it. I recommend that you read these sections or pages before you go on to Lesson 2. A list of features and terms will come at the end of each lesson. These lists provide a way for you to review your progress. If you can describe the feature or term, then go on to the next one. If not, you know where to look for more information. So when the lesson is over, review each of the features and terms before you go on to Lesson 2. And here's a preview. In Lesson 2, we're going to create and then revise a one-page document. You'll learn more about the directory, how to use the screen as a working page, and how to make simple corrections. Lesson 2 is on the flip side of this tape. So when you're ready, fast-forward this tape, turn it over, and begin the lesson. See you in Lesson 2. Fast-forward the tape. This is the end of Lesson 1.